Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Take Back Your Health Radio. This is your host, Robin Shirley. And today, I am going to talk about how to lose weight. And I want to talk about this topic in particular today because I know that a lot of people are dealing with weight gain with chronic illness or with a medication that you're taking or unexplained weight gain just due to, you know, some factors that you can't identify yet. So you're confused or frustrated. And I mentioned on Facebook that I'm talking about this today also because over the last month, just coincidentally, I've gained a few clients who are looking for ways to lose weight, and they're gaining weight and they're not understanding why. So I feel like this topic today is very timely, and I have four main areas that I'm going to focus on when I'm talking about how to lose weight. So the first one is exercise, the second one is hormones, the third one is food quality, and the fourth one is food quantity. And I will get into those four topics in just a minute. First, I want to just remind everyone that the Take Back Your Health Conference is coming up in just 4 weeks now in D.C., November 1st and 2nd, Saturday and Sunday. And also, we just brought on a new team member. Jessica Santos is going to be helping out with TBYH member experience on the website, our virtual health club that we've got going on there at clubtbyh.com. And also, because of the new website launching this past summer, it's been a little bit overwhelming to kind of make sure that everything's running smoothly and that all the kinks are worked out. There's so many pages. The website is so much bigger than our previous one. And so thank you for being patient with us as we work out all of the glitches in the site. And we're making a lot of updates this week in particular. So hopefully everyone will have a good experience on the website moving forward. And if you haven't gotten your tickets yet for the conference, make sure you do because there's only a few left that you can get with that come along with a free Bring a Friend ticket. So if you buy your ticket in the next couple of days, you'll get one extra along with the one that you buy for free. So take advantage of that. The website is clubtbyh.com. And for a club, Take Back Your Health. Alrighty. So to today's topic of how to lose weight. And I mentioned already the four main areas that you should focus on when you're looking to lose weight. I am going to go into detail on those four. First, I'll just mention that I personally have been working on weight loss over the last 6 months, and it was, I think, 2 years ago when I started gaining a lot of weight. My symptoms of rheumatoid arthritis were flaring, and I had to go back onto prednisone, which oftentimes makes you gain weight without effort. And I also was not exercising because of the pain, and I was going through a lot of stress. So I gained a lot of weight. I was heavier than I'd ever been in my life, and I've always been just the kind of skinny that you don't have to work for. It just kind of, it's not healthy, but it's just, it's not that I was working out to get skinny, but I just didn't have to worry about it. And then all of a sudden I did, and it could be just, you know, age, getting older, that happens. Your metabolism naturally changes. But it was also had a lot to do with lack of exercise and my hormone imbalance and the medication I was taking. So I've been working over the last 6 months, and I've really done a lot of research and a lot of considering how to lose weight without the pressure. So what I mean by that, let me explain better. A lot of people jump into like a new exercise routine, or they jump into a new diet, and they put a lot of pressure on themselves, and it's a very strict regime, and they want to lose this amount in this amount of time. And there's a time and a place for that. However, if you want to get back to a weight that you have been at and you feel that it's a healthy weight and it makes sense for your height and your age, and there's no deadline other than obviously as soon as possible is great, but if there's no like competition or anything that you're going to be performing in that you need to be a certain weight, then it's really a lot healthier to just adopt the lifestyle that's going to put you at that weight so that you don't have to worry about going on a binge diet or a binge exercise regime without and then reaching your weight and then going bouncing back at the end of it to the, you know, the what's it called, yo-yo dieting, or gaining weight, losing it, gaining weight, losing weight, and going back and forth like that. I think it's much healthier, and the Take Back Your Health method would be to just slowly implement the lifestyle habits and tweak your own daily habits so that it's comfortable, it's easy, it's slow, but it's intentional and it's effective in losing weight long term and keeping it off. And that's what I'm going to talk about today. So whenever I talk about something that you want to incorporate into your lifestyle, I'm talking about finding a way to make it work for you so that every day you wake up and it becomes a no-brainer to do this, whether it is what you're eating or what you're doing for exercise, anything that you're doing to lose weight, it should become a part of your daily routine so that it's effortless and so that it's permanent. All right. I mentioned that the four areas that you should focus on when you want to lose weight are exercise, hormones, food quality, and food quantity. I'm going to start with exercise, and then I'm going to go to hormones, and then I'm going to move on to food. So exercise is one that a lot of people, you know, I always want to say this before I get into too many details because of my own experience, but I know a lot of others are dealing with chronic pain, arthritis, or injuries, and you just simply cannot exercise the way you used to, or you can't, or you feel like you can't exercise in a way that would help you burn enough calories. So I want to encourage everyone, when I say exercise to lose weight, you absolutely must exercise. You must burn more calories if you want to lose weight. So what we need to do is get a little creative as to how you're going to incorporate activity or movement into your daily routine so that you can burn more calories on a regular basis without feeling like it's stressful or it's taking too much of your time or anything else like that. For myself, what I was doing for a while, and this is going to fluctuate throughout your lifestyle. You're going to have periods where you have a little extra free time, or maybe you'll have go through periods where you've got a new job and or you're moving and your schedule's changing. And so what you set up now is going to have to fluctuate over time. So what I mean is your exercise routine, it's going to, you know, have to change over time with your life. But the goal is to set up an exercise routine that's somewhat consistent, and it's something you can expect or look forward to every day or every few days or every week. So what I did over this, I was telling you, I've been working on losing weight over the last 6 months, and my goal was to lose 20 pounds, and I've lost 15. So I'm almost there. But what I started out with, first I was living in D.C., and it was very cold, and it was winter, and I did not want to be outside at all. So I joined a gym, and I went to the gym every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. And I just did my cardio thing first for 20 minutes, and then I went and I did weights. And so It was a lot of time that I spent there, about an hour total, because then I showered, but it was built into my schedule. I knew what to expect, and I got everything else I needed to do done around that time period. Then I ended up moving to California, so my routine had to change a little bit. So if you're, you know, if you're going to have a little bit of a shift in your life, like career or relationships, then you just kind of tweak your exercise routine. And then, so what I started doing once I got to California was I would wake up and I would take walks every morning with my cousin, who did that every morning anyway. So I just kind of followed along with her routine. That helped a lot. And that actually, whether it was the change up in routine or maybe it was just more consistent, I started to drop a few more pounds. And then we started hiking every week. Really intense for me. It pushed me way outside of my fitness level. And I am losing even more weight now, and I'm actually seeing more tone in my muscle. And then in addition to that, I always take an afternoon break and do either some crunches or arm weights or something. It just gets me out of my chair for a while and gets me moving and gets my blood pumping. And then I do a little bit of stretching sometimes, leftover habits from ballet when I was younger. So that's kind of what my exercise routine looks like, and it shifted a little bit, as I said, as I moved. But I'm hoping that you can think about your lifestyle and get creative about what kinds of exercise might fit into it. So even if, you know, maybe you are super, super busy, you don't even have time to go grocery shopping, people like that, you know, what you need to do is think about things like taking the stairs instead of the elevator. It's been said so many times, but it's true. Walking wherever you can instead of driving, taking 5-10 minute breaks here and there to do some push-ups or crunches or plank position or whatever you can do, jumping jacks. So that if you're super busy, you're going to have to just kind of think about getting creative with it. If you have a lot of time on your hands, then obviously you can be more, you have more options for you. And then there's back to the people who are in chronic pain, which I had to deal with for many years, and it stopped me from exercising for a pretty long time, which is why I think I gained so much weight. That kind of person is going to need to think about things like exercising on your back with your, you know, doing leg lifts, that sort of thing, where you don't have any pressure on your joints or on areas where you have pain. Also, the water exercise is getting in the pool and swimming, getting in the ocean and swimming. And also, there are specialists, special trainers out there who work specifically with people who are in chronic pain. So you can do some research online in your area, ask around. People will know things. People know people who can point you in the right direction. So that is the first area to work on, exercise. You need to burn more calories if you want to lose weight. That's just the way it is, and there's no getting around it. Also, because you want to lose weight, you probably also want to have a more toned body. Usually weight loss also comes with the desire to have a fit body, you know, in shape. And so even if you're not just doing the exercise to burn the calories, but it's also there to help tone up those muscles. So exercise is super important. All right, so the second area to focus on when you want to lose weight would be hormone balance. And this one is, I'm not going to get really scientific at all. I just want to mention that your adrenal gland and your adrenal glands, plural, and your thyroid gland, they regulate your metabolism and your energy levels and a lot of other important processes in the body. But those two glands are two that have been getting a lot of attention recently because people are, you know, the so-called adrenal fatigue, or, and then also obviously thyroid disease is a very real issue that people are dealing with, where the thyroid isn't producing enough of the right kind of thyroid hormone. And both of those conditions can cause weight gain, the adrenal fatigue and also the thyroid disease. So you want to find out if either of those are your are issues that you're having. And it's something that you can test for. You can do a cortisol saliva test for your adrenals, and then your thyroid is a blood test. So it's not a big deal. Just find, find a complementary MD or a holistic MD who will run those blood tests for you or that saliva test. And you can, again, like look on Yelp, look on Google, or ask around in your neighborhood or your community for good recommendations for doctors. And whenever you're looking for a doctor, you want to make sure that there's lots of recommendations, first of all. Excuse me. Second of all, you want to make sure that when you're actually there at the appointment, they listen to you, you feel comfortable with them, and they're not pressuring you into doing too much too quickly that you haven't had a chance to process or research on your own. So check out your adrenals and your thyroid. Just really quickly, if you are having issues with those, or maybe you don't even want to get tested and you already think you're having issues there, then you can go ahead and start taking remedial action right away, and that would be you need to get your sleep figured out. More sleep equals better functioning adrenals. And I have done a few radio episodes on how to get better sleep, so hopefully you'll go back into the archives on blogtalkradio.com/TBYH, and you can find all of those. Again, that's blogtalkradio.com/TBYH for all of our archived radio episodes. So getting better sleep, getting enough vitamins and minerals through your diet and through your supplements, and getting enough good fat can all help your adrenals and your thyroid. So your adrenals and your thyroid need certain vitamins and minerals and good fats in order to even produce the hormones that they need to produce, because hormones are made up of fats and cholesterol and minerals. So a diet that is full of things like green vegetables and organ meat and properly prepared grains and nuts and seeds, seaweeds, superfoods like fruits that are high in vitamin C, and some really good quality sea salt that is not bleached will have trace minerals in it. And you can also take, a multivitamin if that speaks to you, and a mineral supplement if that speaks to you. I'm not going to get too much into the details, but on our blog, of course, we have great recipes there. And I also wanted to mention that in particular, if you're worried about your thyroid gland, I would highly recommend going to look at Andrea Beeman's website. She's a thyroid expert. Her website address is www.andreabeeman.com, and that is spelled andreabeeman.com for thyroid expertise there. Okay, so that is hormone balance. So sleep, getting enough vitamins and minerals and good fats, those are all very important for regulating your adrenal glands and your thyroid hormone production. The other thing is that look into taking an iodine supplement if you have a thyroid condition, in addition to going to AndreaBeeman.com and looking at her information. So far we've talked about exercise and burning calories as the first most important area to look at when you're wanting to lose weight. Second would be hormone balance, because that's going to make sure you have proper energy and that your metabolism is running smoothly or running the way it should be running. Then you want to work on your food. So I'm going to talk about food now, and I'm breaking it down into two different parts, because it's actually, it's not enough just to say you need to pay attention to what you eat or you need to eat less. Actually, you need to, first of all, improve the quality of the food that you're eating. And then second of all, you need to think about the quantity of the food that you're eating. And I am putting the quantity of food last, because I do believe that that's the least important thing. I think that hormone balance, exercise, and the quality of your food are actually more important, because once you get those in order, then sometimes you naturally start to eat the right amount for yourself when your hormones are working properly and sending the right signals to your brain, and when you're exercising enough, and when you're eating real food and good quality food, then your body naturally tends to balance out and crave the right amount of food. It's kind of a little thing that your body can, you know, get out of balance with. When your hormones aren't working right, you crave more food. So when you get everything working right, then the amount of food you're eating, you're going to be able to intuitively know and feel what's right for you instead of having to count calories so religiously. So I'm going to talk about the quality of your food first and then the quantity. So quality of food. That, I touched on this a little bit. I'm going to go into a little more detail now. Two really important things. First, the chemicals and the pesticides and the plastics and all of the additives and food preservatives that are in our food are actually going to contribute to weight gain because, number one, they're interfering with our hormone balance in our body and our metabolism regulation. And second of all, they are also so toxic to our body, and there's so much of it coming in that our body just needs to kind of get it out of the bloodstream as quickly as possible. And if it can't get it out through our elimination channels, then it will actually just store it into fat cells to get it out of the way, because that's the least, or that's the most safe place for our body to store chemicals and toxic substances. So our fat cells will expand as much as they can, and they will expand enough in order to fit more and more chemicals. So the amount of chemicals that you're taking in and that you can't process out and eliminate is going to just go right into your fat cells. And it's like kind of a, what is it called? It's a protective mechanism for the body to get it out of the body's systems, out of the blood, and into a place where the chemicals can't do harm for your body, which is the fat cells. So before you make any other changes to your diet, I think the most important thing to do is to stop eating food that has a ton of food preservatives, food colorings, chemicals, flavorings, sugar, and genetically modified organisms or ingredients. So that would mean eating things that are homemade, or things like just, you know, one, two, three ingredients like chicken, roasted chicken, or roasted vegetables, or salads with oil and vinegar, or whole grains if you can tolerate grains. Any sort of vegetables, fruits, smoothies are great. Soups, hopefully soups that are homemade or the natural soups from the Whole Foods or health food store. So just kind of switching, first of all, away from all the processed foods will be really important. And then second, going organic to get rid of the pesticides and chemicals will be the next step. Again, recipes are on clubtbyh.com and under the lifestyle tab. And you can also Google and search for real food recipes, and you'll find tons of stuff. And also, these days, it's very easy to find stuff at health food stores or grocery stores in your area, plus restaurants are popping up all over the place. So do some research online, and I'm sure that you'll find lots of resources. The last part of the food, the fourth area that you need to focus on when you're trying to lose weight, so the first one being exercise and burning more calories. Second area is hormone balance. Third area is switching to real food and good quality food. And the fourth area is actually about the quantity of food that you're eating. So I touched on this a little bit already, but I just want to clarify and conclude here by saying that it is true that if your body is healthy and you focus on the other three areas and your hormones are balanced and you're exercising and you're eating good food and you're sleeping well and all these things, then in general, it is true that if you eat less, you should lose weight. If you're burning more calories and you're eating less, it's kind of the math equation that we've all come to agree upon. And I don't like the idea of decreasing the amount of food that you're eating when you're not healthy or when you're sick, because your body needs those nutrients to heal and to produce energy and to produce hormones. So that's why I say it's the last thing that you want to focus on, because you want to make sure all those other areas are running smoothly first. So a lot of times people will start to eat less before they focus on the real health of their body and their hormones. And so if you've done the three areas of exercise, balancing your hormones, and increasing the quality of your food, if you've completed those three first, then, and you still want to accelerate your weight loss or lose more weight, then it's time to think about the quantity of your food. And I did focus on this a lot, and I decided that I was going to just calculate how many calories I was actually eating per day, because I didn't know, actually, and I was curious. And so I did this thing called MyFitnessPal.com, and it counts your calories for you. It tracks your calories for you. You enter what you eat every day. And I never thought I'd want to do something like that, but I needed to for my own research and just to know how many calories am I actually eating. And it turned out I think I was eating like between 1,800 and 2,200 calories a day. And obviously for a woman of my age, that's a little bit too much if you want to lose weight. So it was kind of like, oh, that's good to know. I should reduce my calories. And I looked at where most of my calories were coming from every day, and it was coming from things like I was eating a lot of whole fat coconut milk and avocados and olive oil. So I was eating those because they're good for you, of course, but I was just eating too much of them. And so what I did was I just reduced the portion sizes of those, and it was easy. And I just kind of got a better perspective on where the calories were coming from in my diet. So if you want to reduce the food that you're eating, the amount of food, as a way to lose weight, I would recommend using MyFitnessPal.com. I'm not an affiliate of theirs or anything. I just am a happy customer. And it's actually free, so I'm not even a customer. I'm just a happy user. And it's MyFitnessPal.com. And you can just track, like, where are your calories actually coming from? Maybe there's one ingredient a day that you're eating that's just outrageous. Like, I was eating a whole avocado a day, so I just cut it in half an avocado a day, or a quarter of an avocado a day. Switch to light coconut milk instead of whole coconut milk, things like that. So, and when I did this, I noticed the weight start to come off a little bit more. So, that's what I would say about food quantity. You don't want to, like, cut out and stop eating altogether a whole meal or anything. You need to keep, you know, the three meals a day to keep your metabolism going, and so that you don't end up starving and binging later on. I think that's an important point to bring up. So just consider the food quantity as, you know, the last change that you make, and make sure and that your hormones are balanced, opinion of an expert, and you will begin losing weight. This is about setting up a lifestyle and making sure that the new habits that you implement can stick with you for the long run, so that you don't have to deal with gaining weight again and having to lose it again in the future. I hope that this was helpful for everyone, and please come out to the Take Back first through second, Saturday and Sunday in Washington, D.C. at the Arlington Capitol View Renaissance. All the information is on our website, and the next, there's a couple of tickets left where you can bring a friend for free. So if you purchase in the next few days, you will get an extra ticket for free, and that's on our website, clubtbyh.com. You can also get there by just typing in tbyhconference.com. Tickets are on sale there, and we've got a lot of fitness experts that are going to be there this year, including Teresa Tapp from the T-Tapp workout solution, and she's great, full of energy, and talks a lot about balancing hormones. So, anyways, we'll see you there at the conference, and I'll talk to you next week on Take Back Your Health Radio, Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern. Take care, everyone. Have a wonderful week.